Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show. And on your smart speaker, just ask it to play WILK News Radio. Thanks for sticking with us. I know my voice is struggling through, and don't sound the same, but I'm trying to get you what the information we can. It's 5:10, 71 degrees here on this Thursday, September 25th. There is another line of showers moving through our area, but they should be through. I did see some video of some heavy flooding in our area. We were under tornado warning for just east of us, Wayne and Sullivan County, New York. So hopefully everybody came out of it okay. I did see I had another dead tree down in my backyard, but there was really just some rain. Not even severely heavy rain. I mean, it was coming down good, but nothing crazy. I saw some of the flooding in Scranton in the valley. Let us know if you were affected by any of that, because did not see it up by us. And then coming in today, it really was not much into the office here. So, looking at some news stories here. Here's something that will rally you up, because it raised my eyebrow. A new bill in Washington would crack down on bureaucrats working more than one government job at the same time. Yeah. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa is rolling out a new bill to crack down on government employees who are working more than one civil service job simultaneously, unless they have permission to do so. Find it hard to believe. How do you work more than one civil service job at the same time? While existing law prohibits full-time government workers from obtaining more than one federal position concurrently without permission, the Hawkeye State Republican is hoping to tighten those rules via the Dismantling Double Dippers Act, which would require annual audits of payroll records. In tandem with the new bill, Ernst said that, who chairs the Senate DOGE caucus, urged the Office of Personnel Management to study the extent to which government employees are double dipping. Now, is this so much of a problem that they have to create a new law because of it? That's the first thing I asked myself. The public who is paying the salaries of federal employees and contractors deserve access to this information. And the federal government, she wrote in a letter to the OPM director, obtained by journalists. Because OPM oversees policies relating to hiring and managing the federal workforce, your agency is best situated to provide the leadership necessary to increase transparency and to stop the time card fraud by double-dipping bureaucrats. Despite the existing rules against civil servants having more than one government job, there have been multiple known instances of workers managing to hold several federal positions at the same time. For instance, between 2021 and 2024, a Department of Housing and Urban Development worker had several full-time contractor gigs with the federal government and at times even billed Uncle Sam for more than 24 hours of work in a single day. That worker, Chrissy Monique Baker, pled guilty in July to making fraudulent claims about the work hours she put in, costing taxpayers an estimated $225,000 in losses. She worked at HUD, AmeriCorps, and the National Institute of Health, and at one point claimed to have done 26 hours worth of work on 13 days in a single month. Another case cited by Ernst entailed an NSA contractor who had filed another Department of War contract at the same time and pled guilty in 2014, billed taxpayers $65,000, and submitted 79 fraudulent timesheets. The GOP senator also pointed to a case that didn't involve actual double dipping, but is thematically relevant. It involved a top policy advisor at the EPA who claimed to have been moonlighting in another role at the CIA. John Beale, who was sentenced to 32 months in jail back in 2014, managed to keep the scheme going for 13 more years and ripped off taxpayers to the tune of $900,000, according to prosecutors. While claiming to be carrying out critical missions for the CIA, he would actually go on jaunts overseas or relax at his vacation home in Massachusetts. This wasn't a case of moonlighting per se, but the EPA should have known such an arrangement was illegal and better monitored the whereabouts and productivity of one of their senior staff members, the senator argued. To better enforce existing law, the Dismantled Double Dippers Act would require OPM's official watchdog to conduct an annual audit cross-checking government payrolls. The senator also asked OPM to make information about government job titles and descriptions available to the public. Now, wouldn't you think that the Office of Personnel Management would currently do an annual check of payrolls to see if the same person is getting two separate checks from two separate entities? Wouldn't that just be normal process? I would hope it would be. But I guess it's not, in the fact that we even need a law to strengthen existing law, because look at the cases I just presented to you. Just one of those things that continuous makes you shake your head and go, hey, dig into those. Thankfully, they caught these individuals. But the fact that it was ongoing for so long and the fact it was that amount of taxpayer dollars just goes to show you how far behind we are in looking at this stuff. One of the other things, first of all, a couple of things that I want to clear up. I've gotten a lot of message on my social media and such. These grand jury indictments, oh, they're going to indict James Comey. They're going to indict this person. They're going to indict that person. Listen, from someone with a little experience in grand juries, no one knows what a grand jury is going to do until the grand jury does it. So grandstanding anything is nothing but nonsense. If they have evidence to bring to a grand jury and a grand jury does indict anyone, be it James Comey, Letitia James, I don't care who it is. If a grand jury sees the evidence enough to indict them, then present the evidence and let it speak for itself. Stop the nonsense of leaking to media saying, we have word from an unnamed source that a grand jury is going to indict. First of all, no one knows what the grand jury is going to do. Not even the attorneys bringing the case to the grand jury. The only people who know what the grand jury is going to do is the grand jury after they did it. So stop the nonsense of somebody's going to get indicted. We're expecting an indictment here. First of all, if you're expecting an indictment, you're looking at the wrong place because no one knows what's going to happen. And by its very nature, grand jury proceedings are secret. So again, no one knows what a grand jury is going to do. So there's that. The other thing is, yes, the entire Tylenol issue with pregnancy and autism. Did it declare a White House press conference with the president himself? No, it didn't. Did what he say, was what he said controversial? No, I don't believe it was, because I actually looked at the evidence that the White House was basing it on. And again, I think the president doing it flanked by his NIH and Dr. Oz and all these other people was overkill and a lot of PR pomp and circumstance that didn't need to happen. This could have easily been done by the NIH or the one of the multitude of healthcare agencies we have. Put out an advisory saying, hey, based on some information in these studies from highly credible organizations, here's what we're suggesting. But you've seen how far this has gone. It went to hysteria. And all the headlines are the president says, the president's determined, the president did this. No, the president was just advising you what Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Mount Sinai, and the NIH studies have recommended. That there may be a correlation between the increased use of Tylenol, acetaminophen, and autism. And it's interesting because you had a lot of these whack jobs. Pregnant women who happen to be whack jobs, and I would look into that if I was one of their mental health agencies in their jurisdiction, taking Tylenol just to spite President Trump. And then it turns out that a 2017 post from Tylenol themselves surfaced just a few days ago. This was March 7th of 2017. Tylenol posted this, unrelated to any of this, obviously. We actually don't recommend using any of our products while pregnant. Thank you for taking the time to voice your concern today. And that was in 2017. So even Tylenol themselves say, we don't recommend you take our products if you're pregnant. Now, if your doctor says, hey, it's fine to take Tylenol, listen, I've had to switch between all from naproxen to Advil to Aleve to Tylenol to the whole gamut, depending on what kind of procedure you're getting or what affects what, especially with your heart or blood thinners and everything like that. Be guided by your doctor. But there is enough evidence, and again, the studies cited here, which I posted on my Facebook page and said, listen, I'm not taking a position one way or another, but these studies are worth paying attention to. And again, one's from Harvard. Using acetaminophen during pregnancy may increase a child's autism and ADHD risk, from the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. One of the other studies, taking Tylenol during pregnancy associated with elevated risks of autism and ADHD, and that's coming through Johns Hopkins University. Mount Sinai study supports evidence that prenatal Tylenol may be linked to autism and ADHD. And the NIH, use of negative controlled exposure analysis evaluate co-founding an example of acetaminophen while pregnant. So here's studies from valid organizations. I think we could all agree there, right? Harvard School of Medicine, Johns Hopkins, Mount Sinai, the NIH, that's worth paying attention to. Now, did it mandate a grand Oval Office, hey, we're going to sign this warning for aspirin labels? No, it didn't. But look at the reaction it got to where you had pregnant women. I mean, your job is to protect your baby, even while pregnant. And as parents going forward, I don't care how old your kids get. To start downing, and there's reports, people made them sick from it. And then you find a post from Tylenol themselves in 2017 saying, we recommend you don't take Tylenol at all, any of our products, if you're pregnant. If your doctor says otherwise, then that's fine. There is nothing wrong with the warning label or an extra warning in regards to this based on this. Now you have some people in the medical field saying, these are more recent studies. There's not long enough to really make any determination. Listen, if Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Mount Sinai, and the NIH says this may cause an issue, so maybe be advised, I'd pay attention. I don't care how it was. It's as simple as that. But because it's this president, because it's the turmoil that we're in, look at the fallout that happened because of a simple warning. Now, again, did the Trump administration feed into it by making this some big announcement? Yes, absolutely. Was there anything wrong with that announcement? Absolutely not. Is that announcement science-based? Well, based on these studies that I actually read, I'd say there is. But again, you make that decision for your doctor. I'm not taking one stance one way or another. But I think, yes, there is enough evidence here for me to say, if someone close to me was pregnant, I'd say you might want to read these studies. Just my two cents. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 5:34 on this Thursday, September 25th. Let me go to the phone now. We have Joe from Chips Park. Joe, it's good to hear from you.
Likewise, Rob. Long time.
Yeah, yeah.
The autism conference was really...
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Put my hopes up. I mean, I wasn't expecting them to announce a cure or anything, but I have a child with autism, actually. My daughter, she's nonverbal, and it's not easy. It's a battle, and this is the first time ever that we felt that there may be a little bit of hope, a little bit of knowledge, and happy that this is finally being addressed. It's not easy dealing with it, and not knowing what caused it, not knowing there's a cure or anything going on, it's just, it makes it harder. And then kind of being tucked in the back of the line as far as issues go makes it even worse. I mean, we truck along, but at least now, at the very least, is awareness of it. Did they find a definitive cause of it? I wasn't expecting them to, but I'm glad that it's being looked at. And people that think that this is not a good thing, I don't know, you're a clown. I mean, if you look at the numbers, even if it's exaggerated, I said 1 in 12 boys now, even if it's exaggerated, 1 in 30, at the rate that it's going, this could possibly be even a national security 50 years from now. I mean, what are you going to do when one in every 10 boys has this? I mean, that's who's going to fight our wars? It can't continue at the rate it's going. It'll affect your labor force. It'll stress your already broken medical system. It'll be a domino effect. So, yes, this is important and probably one of the most important issues going on right now, if you ask me, especially given the rate that it's going.
And if you look back the past 50 years, the rate increase, something's causing this. Something all of a sudden has created this to just start exploding. And I understand exactly what you're saying. My wife's been an autistic support teacher for 17 years. I have, you know, family members with autism in my family that you know, we deal with day in and day out. But there was also, like you said, the conversation is happening, and that's good. And there was a lot of good information that came out of this, especially when it came to the folate receptors, to say there might be a blockage that the receptors are getting in. There was a lot of information in here where if people were willing to listen, that they are making strides. Is there definitive answers? Absolutely not. But that conversation is happening. And again, with what they talked about at this Oval Office meeting, you know, did it warrant that type of grandeur? I don't think so. I think you did give people false hope, and I think it could have easily been Dr. Oz and his medical cohorts making the same announcement from one of their offices. But, you know, when you look at the studies that I've read, you know, the Harvard study, the Johns Hopkins study, the Mount Sinai study, the NIH study, they all point to, you know, here are potential exacerbators to this, so watch out. And that's all they were saying.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the whole Tylenol thing, I heard that years ago. I mean, when my daughter was first diagnosed, the first thing we did was go on a full night to find out, okay, what's causing and what can we do about it. That came up years ago when we first found out. So this is the news. It's not a Trump thing. All the idiots out there taking Tylenol, I mean, it's a clown show, big time. I mean, again, I wasn't expecting it to be, it shouldn't have been announced the way it was, made a huge deal, but the fact that the awareness was put on the front and center, that in itself is huge. I mean, and again, the rate, the increase of it, something is causing it. I have no family members with autism. Up until this generation, now we have two of the children in this generation. Previous generations, zero, zip. I mean, and I'll be honest with you, 20 years ago, myself, I didn't know what it was. I never heard of it. So it's, and a lot of people could say 20, 30 years ago, they never heard of it. So it's something is going on, and you look at these numbers, 20 years from now, population-wise, I mean, it could be a very, very big problem. The population growth, a healthy population keeps the country growing and going. I mean, I don't see how this is a good thing if you just let it go unchecked. I think we're a little late to get this thing in order, and I think we need to move fast. And I'm happy that they're actually reacting to this now and just starting to get in gear with it, and I hope it keeps up. It's not going to be something that's going to be solved maybe this administration, but that momentum needs to keep going, because if this rate continues, even if half as bad as it is right now, like I said, 20, 30 years from now, what's the rate going to be? 1 in every 8? 1 in every 5? It's not sustainable. It's not sustainable.
No, it's not. And you look at other chronic diseases like type 1 diabetes, the increase in that, and you add that to autism. Something is causing. Is it our lifestyle? Is it some things we're putting in our body? Is it the environment? What is it? And the fact they're doing things like banning these dyes, putting warning labels on Tylenol, all of the above, I say. Start taking all the above. When you looked back at the day where they said smoking was a hazard, and then somebody got some study that said, no, smoking is actually good for you. You know, drinking was bad for you. No, drinking is actually good for you. We've seen those studies go back and forth depending on who's paying for them to say what. We need to get to the bottom of this because, like you said, our next generations are going to depend on it.
Yeah, and I couldn't see a stronger, ignore the politics of it sign, and this is a real deal. We should all be on a... I kind of thought for a second, I had a little bit of hope that, hey, maybe people would just put everything aside and pay attention to this, because we're talking health here, and it's a very obvious common sense thing, but I mean, at this point, I don't know. This was the one. If this didn't do it, I don't know what else it would. At this point, it's kind of like, we're kind of just Jesus take the wheel with the... Yeah. It's pretty common sense stuff. I mean, how can you be against putting all these dyes in our food? How can you be against putting warning labels on pills? Even if it's a 1% chance, slap a warning label on there. This is a serious thing, but I don't know. I don't know how people think.
Yeah, it's a crazy world. It's a crazy world. And with these studies out, again, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Mount Sinai, the NIH, people are still saying, nope, there's no connection whatsoever. Well, I tend to differ. What happened to, listening to the science? Of course you deal with your doctors, of course. But then when you see Tylenol comes out and says, as a matter of fact, we recommend you never take any of our products while pregnant.
Yeah, what happened to, like you said, listen to science. 4 years ago, we all had to take a vaccine. I mean, the evidence that it stopped the virus clearly wasn't there. You can get the vaccine and still get it and still can transmit it. So, that's where that went. But as far as this goes, they're ignoring it. It makes no sense. I mean, and the fact that it got political is just shame on us.
Yeah.
I mean, really, shame on us. It's this at this point, it's kind of like a soap opera already, and we need to get real.
Well, for you, your daughter, and the millions of people and families who deal with autism on a daily basis, hopefully this does spark that conversation, Joe.
I hope so too, Rob.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you, my friend.
Likewise.
And you heard it right there, someone who's living with it day in and day out. Any conversation's good conversation, but for people to come out and say this is just utter nonsense and the total opposite of what every study is saying, even a 1% chance is worth taking the advisement. It's 5:42 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show as we start to wind things down here on this Thursday, September 25th, 2025. It is 5:47, 69 degrees. We talked earlier about report of this Russian warship that had its transponder off the coast of Denmark. And it was in international waters, but causing concern because why would it have its transponder off, not allowing us to know where it was? But it was spotted by a helicopter, and therefore the gig is up. We knew you were there now. This is on the heels of drone incursions from Russia to neighboring NATO countries that the president was asked point blank, if Russia invades a NATO country's airspace, do they have the right to shoot that aircraft down? And he said, absolutely. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Just very quickly, absolutely. That being said, and again, international airspace, Russian warplanes were detected flying near Alaska for the ninth time this year, the U.S. military said. NORAD said the Russian plane stayed in international airspace and did not enter U.S. or Canadian territory. But they are playing a very dangerous game that could turn into not a game at all. U.S. fighter jets scrambled to identify and intercept four Russian warplanes flying near Alaska. The North American Aerospace Defense Command said Thursday. This is the third time in about a month and the ninth time this year that NORAD has reported such an incident involving Russia aircraft flying near Alaska. Now, again, this is in international airspace. Raises concerns nonetheless. The latest incident happened on Wednesday. NORAD said in a statement issued early Thursday that it detected and tracked two TU-95s and two SU-35s. Those are both fighter aircraft, all four of them fighter aircraft, in the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone. Nine U.S. aircraft, an E-3 Century Command and Control aircraft, four F-16s, and four KC-135 tankers scrambled to positively identify and intercept the Russian jets, NORAD said. Now, the E-3 Century Command and Control aircraft, I understand. The F-16s, four F-16s, I understand. Four KC-135 tankers, more or less support aircraft in a show of force, in my opinion. But they scrambled to positively identify and intercept the Russian jets. The Russian aircraft remained in international airspace and did not enter American or Canadian sovereign airspace. Such Russian activity near Alaska occurs regularly and is not seen as a threat, it added in the statement. This is NORAD. The incident comes after President Donald Trump said Tuesday that he believed Ukraine could win back all territory lost to Russia, a dramatic shift from the Republicans' repeated calls for Kyiv to make concessions to end the Russian war in Ukraine. NATO warned Russia on Tuesday it would use all means to defend against any further breaches of airspace after the downing this month of Russian drones over Poland and Estonia's report of intrusion by Russian fighter jets last week. Trump said Tuesday that NATO countries should shoot down Russian aircraft if they enter their airspace. Asked if U.S. would back up NATO allies in such a situation, Trump said it depends on the circumstances. Following the summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska last month, Trump said he was arranging for direct talks between Putin and Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, but Putin has shown no interest in meeting with Zelensky, and Moscow has only intensified its bombardment of Ukraine. Not only intensified, but has also started to poke at NATO nations. And knowing darn well flying in international airspace off the coast of Alaska is going to raise attention. And response. Every time one of these incidents happen, there is a potential for a disaster. Make no mistake. The change in position, from what I see, is based on new intelligence reports saying that the Russian economy is floundering and Russia cannot maintain the level that they are maintaining as far as this ongoing war. Which is why the president has turned around and said, listen, I gave you your exit ramp for peace. You didn't want to take that? Okay, now we're in it for the long haul. We will continue supplying NATO. NATO will continue to supply Ukraine. And you will not be able to wait this out because you don't have the finances to do it. In the meantime, they are stressing today, just in the Oval Office, with cutting off Turkey's imports of Russian fuel to further choke the Russian economy in efforts to bring a halt to this conflict. Russia has always been an instigating bully, but what they have shown over the past couple of years is their status as a conventional army is really non-existent. If a country like Ukraine can hold off Russia the way they have, and not only held them off, but actually gained ground back, Russia is that ballistic threat, is that mutual destruction threat, but as far as in a conventional army, I think they've showed their hands to the world that they really aren't that, like they said, it was a paper tiger. And are in deeper trouble than they realize. And then when you get the economic forecast that they are in deep trouble with the political grip that is obtained in Russia, an uprising from within is probably unlikely. But there's always that possibility, not from the people, but from a rival. Will be just as unfriendly to us in America, maybe even more so. But then again, do they have the position to do such? But they obviously have no issues with sending their fighter jets, four of them, to taunt us off the Alaska coast, causing our response, which is not a bad thing if you look at it from a tactical aspect, because it shows us how we respond, how we could respond better, but they are also looking how we respond. So if they poke an instigation at us and we send a response, are they prepared for that response next time? Now, these four KC-135 tankers would be an easy target for these fighter aircraft. And again, so I think they were just a show of force. But our F-16s are no slouch to defend themselves and those tankers as well. So we shall see. But it appears that Russia is in no lack of effort from backing down. So one of the other things I just wanted to talk about, I posted it yesterday, is the Marine Corps silent drill team was practicing on the White House lawn around the new flagpole. And the president saw them out there and said, I want to bring them in. Went out and got the Marine Corps silent drill team, escorted them into the Oval Office, met with them, spoke with them, and gave them each the presidential challenge coin and took a picture with them. And it was just great to see, because they are an outstanding unit, the Marine Corps silent drill team. If you've never seen them, I highly recommend that you do see them. I've had the opportunity to see them many times, and we'll see them many more times, being that my daughter is down in Quantico, Virginia right now. But it's phenomenal that the president would go outside and have them brought in to see him in the Oval Office. And what an honor for those group of 25 individuals and their leader. So just outstanding. Let me tell you about Monk Heating and Air Conditioning one last time before we go today. And I'm amazed I made it through the 3 hours, to be honest with you. I had three criterias, quite simple, for a company that I wanted to put a unit into my house. I wanted a local company, I wanted a family-run company, and I wanted a company that used top-of-the-line equipment. I could have went to a big-box store, bought one of these units off the floor, spent a day or two installing it and busting my butt and probably curse a lot. But I wanted to leave it to the pros, and you cannot beat the quality of these Mitsubishi electric heat pump systems, and that's what sold me. So I had met the people from Monk Heating and Air. Rob Monk came up to the house, scanned my house, told me exactly what size units we needed, where with me it would just be a guesstimate, showed me what the units would look like on the wall, explained to me how seamless the installation would be, and I didn't believe it till I saw it with my own two eyes. They came up and installed the entire unit in less than 5 hours. In and out, cleaned up, gone, wouldn't even know the system was never there. The system, the Mitsubishi electric heat pump system, the more I read the manual, the more I watch some YouTube videos on it and use the system itself, the more it impresses me. The whole process was just super easy. And that family-run aspect, that Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, their name is on everything. Jim, Rob, Taylor, Lauren, you will not go wrong. No big corporations, nobody who's not invested in the company. It's their company, so they are invested. So check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com, and tell them I sent you. Well, that's it for us today on this Thursday, September 25th, 2025. Next week, we're in October already, huh? Jeez, just flying by. Next thing you know, we'll be talking about Thanksgiving and then that Christmas. But thanks for putting up with me today. I know it was a little awkward, trying to get through it. But we made it through. Thank you for all the help and the callers and coming in today. God bless. Be safe. And I will see you on the other side.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.